It's the most significant prisoner swap since the war began. 215 Ukrainian soldiers released by Russia in a deal brokered by Turkey.
This is definitely a victory for our state, for our entire society, and most importantly, for 215 families who will be able to see their loved ones in safety.
Mr. President, dear fellow Ukrainians, I am eternally grateful to you for bringing us back. Thank you very much. Emotions are overwhelming.
In a separate deal facilitated by Saudi Arabia, 10 foreigners fighting alongside Ukrainian forces have also been released. Most of the Ukrainian soldiers released were part of the so-called Azov Regiment that held out for weeks defending the Azovstal steel plant in Mariupol, despite being surrounded and shelled by Russian forces. They finally surrendered in May. As part of the agreement, 5 of the unit's commanders will remain in Turkey until the end of the war.
The soldiers that fought at Azovstal are considered national heroes here in Ukraine. You can see signs of it all over Kyiv. And while many were released in this prisoner swap, it's believed hundreds more are still being held as prisoners of war by the Russians.
To hold up its end of the bargain, Ukraine has freed 55 Russian soldiers, as well as Viktor Medvedchuk, a Ukrainian oligarch and former lawmaker who was jailed on treason charges in the early days of the war. Vladimir Putin is godfather to Medvedchuk's daughter. In Russia, some bloggers have criticized the Kremlin, saying it gave up too much. But for Ukrainians, there's happiness, but tempered only by fears for those still detained.
Finally, they're all free, but I think all of Ukraine is worrying for all of those who are still imprisoned. For each family, it's a huge tragedy to lose a loved one, but for those who are returning, it's happiness.
While the prisoner swap is a positive sign of diplomacy, it's not expected to last. With neither side willing to compromise, the fighting rages on. Gabriel Elizondo, Al Jazeera, Kyiv.